Now, the UN rights chief has voiced concern about reports that over 130 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli live ammunition in recent days. Zayed Raad al-Hussein said the high number of casualties, in particular those resulting from the use of live ammunition, raises concerns of Israel's excessive use of force. The UN rights chief also warned that more bloodshed will only lead to more hatred. Palestine's UN ambassador says Palestinians are facing massive military force with their bare chests. Riad Mansour warned that Israel is chasing children and shooting them from the back, which is the conduct of an occupying army. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president has called on Israel to keep away from Muslims' holy sites.
We don't attack anyone, and we want Israelis to stop attacking us. We want them not to enter Al-Aqsa. We support those who are protecting the Al-Aqsa Mosque, those who suffer a great deal to protect Al-Aqsa. We tell Israel, stay away from our holy places, the Islamic and Christian holy places. We want peace, and our hands will remain extended for peace, regardless of what is happening to us.
The Palestinian president further said he is committed to peaceful popular resistance. Meanwhile, the Israeli prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to take strong steps against those he said are inciting violence. Netanyahu claimed violence is the result of incitement by Muslim leaders who spread false rumors about Israeli actions at holy sites in Jerusalem al-Quds. Tensions have been on the rise in the occupied West Bank and al-Quds in recent days. Over the past 2 months, Israel has intermittently prevented the presence of Muslims at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound during visits by Israeli settlers and officials. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined with Ms. Allison Weir, who is the executive director of If Americans Knew, and she's joining us live now via Skype from Sacramento. Ms. Weir, thanks very much for joining us, as always. It's interesting, isn't it, Ms. Weir, that if anytime there are tensions, the first site to be closed is the Al-Aqsa Mosque. For Israel to call itself a democracy, why is it that religious freedom is the first thing to be sacrificed?
Well, as you know, and I'm sure your listeners know, it's because it's Israel was created to be the Jewish state. It is what some people call a theocracy, other people call it an ethnocracy. But it's very much based on being a Jewish state. So religion, unfortunately, is often part of what it does. It's not over religion, but it certainly plays a role.
And Ms. Weir, of course, you know, we've heard Mr. Netanyahu also talking about the fact that Muslim leaders are inciting the situation that we're currently seeing play out. How do you see that?
Well, I see it the opposite. I see it as Netanyahu inciting the situation. This began with Israeli governmental incitement at Al-Aqsa Mosque by restricting parts of it, by changing the street names in the old city of the, you know, a very holy city to Muslims and to Christians and Jews, changing the status quo there in ways that were very upsetting to people. So this began back in September. Christian leaders in the area condemned it as well as Muslims. So the inciting of the violence, as just about always, came from the Israeli side, not from the Muslim side.
And so how much of this, Ms. Weir, do you think has to do with Mahmoud Abbas's speech, for example, at the UN General Assembly? Many people said that, you know, him talking about things like the Oslo Accords must have angered the Israelis, and they're acting out now.
Well, I think, you know, the Israeli government is not in favor of peace or some sort of compromise. So even though many Israeli citizens are, the government is not. So they don't like the advances that the Palestinians have made, that Palestine is recognized by, you know, many, well over 100 different countries around the world, that the UN, the Palestinian flag is now at the UN. I think all of these are very upsetting to the hardcore Israeli leaders that are in position of power now.
Okay, we'll leave her there at that point. But as always, Ms. Weir, we appreciate your insight. That was Ms. Allison Weir, who'd been speaking to us live from Sacramento.